Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Thursday, the 12th day of May, 2011, and we're going to be here for at least the next 3 hours live. Dr. Steve Pachinik, of course, first joined us last Tuesday after a 9.5 year respite from not being on this broadcast. He is the co-author of many of Tom Clancy's books, also one of the co-producers of several of the big films that you, of course, have seen released via the theater, the whole Patriot Games series. He is a psychiatrist. He also has another medical degree on record. He wrote the Psychological Warfare Manual for the State Department, and the London Guardian, Associated Press, and others report that he ran assassination squads, also carried out assassinations himself, and the London Telegraph reports and the Italian government confirms that he was instrumental in ensuring that the Italian prime minister was not released by the Red Brigades, putting out the news reportedly that the Italian prime minister had already been killed by them, giving them no choice but to kill him. I mean, that's psychological warfare. A very, very high-powered individual. Also, of course, breaking down here that bin Laden was dying of Marfan's and total kidney failure sometime right after 9/11. And then we saw a lot of other high-powered people come out and say the same thing. Bob Baer of the CIA, Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State, Teresa Hines Carey, Walter Cronkite. After we talked to Pachinik, and then I, of course, broke the news of two other White House sources inside the Bush administration that they were planning to roll him out. Now, the former chief deputy of Secretary of State Colin Powell has come out on national TV last night and said that Bush didn't want bin Laden dead. That is, he didn't want the myth of bin Laden dead as a reason to continue the wars. And people kept asking me, well, why wouldn't Bush roll out the dead body if he had it? Well, they were thinking about it in 2004 election if they needed it, but his margin of victory was wide enough to not do that. Plus, they stole a few key states, and then the fix was already in because his cousin and Skull and Bones buddy, Kerry, didn't challenge it. But they were ready to roll it out, but Democrats came out and cried foul, so they didn't. And that was part of the larger plan. They were able to go along with their original plan to continue to use him as this boogie. This devilish bogey flapping around in the night like a winged devil that we can be menaced into giving up our liberty and completely overturning our once free societies in Western Europe and here in the United States and Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Now, since that information has come out, there's been a big hit piece, MSNBC TV, and we have the text of that report. New life for an old rumor. Was bin Laden a Marfanoid? And a Marfanoid, I guess, is the term they made up for someone that has the syndrome. And they call up some of the heads of major universities, top doctors, experts on this syndrome, who had been on record back around 9/11 saying, this guy's a Marfanoid, to use that term they're using. And they can only live a few years at that advanced stage on top of full renal failure. That's why Pachinik, who met bin Laden even back in the 1980s, said the guy had trouble walking and looked very sick. But, hey, he's back. I mean, you know, 10 years later, hanging out, watching TV, in a house without dialysis equipment, living in what looks like a house that homeless people were squatting in, a crack house. And inside the house with bin Laden, again, were the Easter Bunny, unicorns, minotaurs, Keeblers, pixies.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 12th day of May, 2011. Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to be joining us coming up in the second and third hour today. We're going to have open phones in the third hour for Dr. Pachinik for your questions or comments for him. He hasn't been on with us since last Friday. He's since been on Coast to Coast AM. There have been scores of newspaper articles all over the world and here in the United States written about the interviews that Dr. Steve Pachinik, of course, co-author of some of Tom Clancy's books, co-producer of some of the films, State Department psychiatrist who wrote their book on modern psychological warfare, also carrying out overthrow of foreign governments on record, and assassinations, both running assassination teams and, of course, being an assassin in his own right. A very interesting person. After this bin Laden hoax blows over and the fight is still intensifying, I want to have him back in the future just to talk about his interesting life, at least as much of it as he can talk about. He can only talk about what's been leaked into mainstream media over the years, but he is a very authoritative source for us, and what he said 9 plus years ago on this broadcast, April 22nd, 2002, was backed up by subsequent statements of the Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, big insider Walter Cronkite, Teresa Hines-Carey, and others, that the body's been frozen on ice, ready to be rolled out, died of natural causes sometime in right after 9/11 in December is the best date they've got. A few months before 9/11, it's on record, CBS News, Le Figaro in France, Der Spiegel in Germany, that the CIA visited him at the American hospital in Dubai, and that he met with them. He's also being treated by American doctors for Marfan's and total kidney failure, and long-term British MI6 family. The Bin Ladens are the richest construction family in the Middle East, worth tens of billions of dollars. And that they were had their contracts roughly doubled in the 3 years after 9/11 for playing along with the whole game. Your son's been a great servant, great CIA asset against the Russians. Of course, the African country, Sudan, had him, wanted to turn him over in 1996. That handover was refused. Clinton didn't want him. They're using al-Qaeda to attack Gaddafi's forces. That's admitted. I mean, this is all hiding in plain view. Adam Gadon, grandson of the head of the ADL, arrested for beating up people outside mosque. His real way to get Muslims and Arabs is to then go dress up like them and, you know, run around saying, I'm a terrorist, bomb the Arabs. I mean, it's just classic frame-up. You've got Anwar al-Awlaki, admitted CIA, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon continually, Fox News, AP. So you've got all that background. But in an article in MSNBC from a few days ago, new life for an old rumor, was Bin Laden a Marfanoid? And that's the name of someone who has this Marfan syndrome. And they went and talked to all these top medical heads and university heads at one of the big medical centers where Pachinik was trained as well. And they said, yeah, he had Marfan syndrome. And it was in the advanced late stages. And he had kidney failure, and there's no way he'd be alive. I mean, this guy could hardly walk in 2001, according to witnesses. He was hanging out under U.S. care. And I'll never forget Bandar Bush on Larry King Live a few weeks after 9/11. And Larry King says, Bin Laden, somebody ought to dig this up. I know listeners could do it. Just Bandar Bush, that's his nickname, Prince Bandar, or the House of Saud, if you want his full name, Bandar Saud, was on Larry King Live, and he goes, what do you say about this coward Bin Laden? And he goes, do not call him a coward. He is a great warrior of great honor. And this was the Saudi Arabian ambassador to the U.S., and Larry King Live said, okay, man of great honor, basically. Because, see, the dual operation was he was this hero to the Middle East, this hero to Arabs and Muslims, at least the West was pushing him as that. Saudi Arabia, which is the birthplace of Islam, has roughly 79% of Islamic faithful are the form of Islam that comes out of Saudi Arabia. Another 20% are Shiite, and they hate each other worse than they dislike, you know, other regions and religions and groups. I mean, this is just plain old tribalism. They're absolutely at each other's throats. Saudi Arabia is the third largest recipient of military aid from the U.S. in the world. And it's just a complete joke. And so the strategic plan was to fire up and create Islamic resistance movements worldwide that could then be turned against the secular Arab governments to overthrow them. This was a replay of 1953, Mohammed Mossadegh, Operation Ajax. They used the Muslim extremist to overthrow the government. Then they double-crossed them, put the Shah in, and then he started the mass arrest of those folks. Then when the Shah wasn't being pliant, they brought in the same exiled sons of the group they'd worked with in 53 out of France to overthrow the Shah. But then the Islamic Revolution double-crossed the CIA and took over the country for themselves. They said, you double-crossed us in 53. They play along, Ayatollah Khomeini, and that's all on record. But they were still big enough buddies with the West to say, give us the TOW missiles, give us the rockets, give us the weapons, give us the money, and the gold, and then we'll give you the money back and our weapons that can't be traced to be sold to the guerrillas in Central and South America. And that, of course, is the whole Iran-Contra situation. And it just goes on and on and on from that point. And this all came out in congressional hearings. So this is all a bunch of double-dealing manipulation. That's the overview of what's happening. And so the CIA goes to bin Laden. They say, you've done a super job. Your family's going to be well taken care of. We know you're here on your deathbed. We're going to do a big event and blame it on you. And we just want to get that straight with your family, everybody. And the agreement was made. Absolutely. You're going to double our contracts from $1 billion a year to $2-3 billion. Absolutely. And then they got all the contracts to build all those new bases. They built a lot of the new ones in Iraq, but all the new ones in Saudi Arabia and other areas. They're the folks that air-conditioned Mecca decades ago in a multi-million-dollar contract, outdoor air conditioning at Mecca. And they've just done a fabulous job. They have a fabulous al-Qaeda job against the Serbs. Serbs fight back. NATO goes in and blows the daylights out of them. They have al-Qaeda attack Gaddafi. Gaddafi fights back. The West goes in to back up al-Qaeda. Same thing with the Russians in the 80s. I mean, al-Qaeda is a dear, loved, trusted, carefully crafted, created organization. But at another level, then they have the al-Qaeda patsies where they can hype them up in the Middle East and get other people to join them and then use them against governments like Gaddafi, use them against governments like Saddam. They know our population is so dumbed down with terms and the players. It's like telling you the Dallas Cowboys are the San Diego Chargers. It's just no connection to reality that they tell you. Saddam's with al-Qaeda. He launched the attacks. Bin Laden's in Iraq. Here's the derelict, beached aircraft that they're training in, and then they get there, and it's not true. And mobile weapons labs, anthrax attacks, they blamed on Saddam. I mean, it's just all lies. And we've got a new video out that's up on Infowars.com that is the total proof, the total 15-minute boil-down proof that this entire bin Laden situation is a manifest fraud and hoax. And the reason this is so important and the reason we've been spending so much time on this hoax is you see the 13-point bounce for Obama. And now with that political capital, he wants the total TSA takeover of all society. And we got the new bill from Chucky Schumer today to, quote, federalize local police to make them the goon force at all the train stations, bus stations, and highways. Now, how did I know that was coming? I saw Governor Ridge almost 9 years ago talk about it in a two-hour speech, but then I also saw the beta testing in every major state of the union with TSA over local state police and local police, along with National Guard a lot of times, or regular Army Marines. I've seen it where more than 14 different agencies are together in Tennessee. Normally it's just two or three, and people are there to get on the train or the bus, and they just say, line up, hands down, pants. Naked body scanners are driven in trucks. We've played the newscast here. Out of Florida, New York, upstate New York, rural roads. They've got huge total car scanners, National Guard out there, 2,000 arrests for guns and drugs in 2010 alone, according to Fox News, interviewing the Army. So this is all about launching the total domestic takeover, getting cybersecurity passed that's already in place to hijack all electronic devices, radio, TV, cell phones, home devices, all pre-designed to be jacked into and surveil you. They can also then turn them off and control you. Basically, everything's going to be like the smart meters, which I was looking up that last night. All over the country, people have seen massive increases in their energy prices with the smart meters. I guess it was Enron came up with the idea back in the mid-90s as a way to rip you off. And it doesn't matter. It's just total crime syndicates. It's all about raping people financially and breaking their will by having the hand stuck down the child's pants and your wife's breast groped and your genitals squeezed by some fat perv. I mean, that's what America is. In fact, the American flag ought to be a pot-bellied pervert with a mullet. In a TSA uniform, grabbing a woman's breast. That should be the American flag. Is a woman crying, and the TSA guy's got his hand on her breast and then his hand down the woman's child's pants. and land of enslavement, land of humiliation, land of being ripped off, land of chumps, land of schmucks, land of suckers, land of idiots, people that love it, that love to be driven into the ground, that love to be dumbed down, that love to have poison put in their water and cancer viruses in their vaccine. I mean, just a servile group begging for scientific dictatorship to run them over. And that's what this whole bin Laden situation is about. The rollout of new stage terror attacks, new wars with Pakistan, total domestic enslavement, just absolute raping.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash. And we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
You know, when I talk about land of the slaves, home of the cowards, I'm talking about the article up on prisonplanet.com, Intellectual Lobotomy of America, Mother Injects 8-Year-Old with Botox. And these mothers dress their 5-6-year-old girls up like whores in high heels and short miniskirts and paint them up with war paint. Then they inject them so they don't get wrinkles. You see, people don't value liberty and freedom and family and what's valuable. The globalists force-feed us cultural death. So when I say land of the slaves, home of the cowards, I'm talking about that 50% or so that believes all the propaganda, that like the nanny state. I'm talking about the close to 50% of Americans in major polls that believe guns are illegal, and the types that call the police on their neighbor if they see them putting a gun in their car. The type of people that routinely, I see in the news all the time, I know you see it as well, call the police if they see a mother spat their son or daughter on the hind end at a Target or a grocery store parking lot. Now, the child's talking back, not doing what they're told, throwing a fit. Mama gives them a few spats. They call the police. The police come. CPS come. They take you to jail. They take your kid. It's not illegal. In fact, the Democrats were trying to pass a bill that to corporally punish Texas school children in the government training centers, that they would have to get parent sign-off permission, and the Republican legislature killed the bill. Oh, you didn't know that they still, in public schools all over the country, take a big wooden board and pop you so hard with it, it leaves bruises? And by the way, I think it's a good idea. Let me tell you something. That was one of the things that made me behave myself in middle school and high school. Of course, they learned that that didn't work, so they would run me because I was also, you know, in the sports program. They'd say, after school, you're going to meet me out at the track. And they would run me till I threw up. And that was the end of it. But once they lose control of the youth, then they all act like a bunch of criminals. Then they get tasered. They go to prison. You must have discipline. Just like dog training or anything else. Now, I'm torn, though, on the issue of the school not having to ask permission. Because I do believe in corporal punishment. But at the same time, why would the Republicans say that parents shouldn't be able to make that decision? I mean, if the child's out of control, they're just expelled. That's the end of it. And these schools are out of control, which is part of the social engineer's plan. They knew full well with Dr. Spock and all those children's books they put out for parents 50 years ago that it was going to cause societal breakdown. That's always been the plan. They didn't want the parents putting their values into the children. They wanted parents to stand back, let your kid be themselves, not so they'd be themselves, but so the television set and the public school could indoctrinate them with the new values of anti-gun, anti-liberty, anti-private property, low test scores. That's why they've gotten rid of many test scores. They've gotten rid of the A+, the E for excellence. They've gotten rid of the dodgeball. They've gotten rid of all of it because they're being turned into domesticated, cowardly, spoiled, rotten ninnies. But that itself is a side issue. It is not illegal to spank your children. It is illegal to break their wrist. It is illegal to punch them in the nose because that's assault. But they put out this mass hoax that it's illegal to spank your children, where then people are even afraid to. And then their children are out of control and run out into traffic and get run over. You see, you can intellectually try to reason with children, but at a certain point, they have to be disciplined. The third time they try to stick their finger in the light socket, the third time they walk over to the stove and try to stick their hand in the flame, that's what two-year-olds do. The third time they do it, you've got to whack them on the hand so they understand. When you do that, it causes pain. Do you understand? My wife took piano from when she lived in Madrid for 4 years from a very famous piano teacher. I'm going to say the name, very famous. And her family was able to get her in there because of connections in music. She has some family there, concert pianist and violinist. They were able to get her in, but the woman would beat her hands, and this is when my wife was a teenager, would beat her hands with a yardstick and sometimes beat them bloody. when she made mistakes, because that's just how everybody was taught to play piano, going back, 500 years. Of course, and I'm not even saying that is a good thing overall, but that's what produced Concert Masters, is that you're making mistakes, your brain is going to find a way to do it right, and when you make a mistake, whack, whack, whack. The point is, it works. The system knows that. Now, they teach you not to discipline, but then they taser you or stomp your brains out when you're a spoiled, rotten teenager.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
We're about 30 minutes away from Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us to cover the fake Bin Laden videos they've released. 4 of the 5, admittedly, old videos already released. They just cut in new color backgrounds behind them, but it's the exact same video. It would have been too obvious if they released the audio with it, because he'd be saying the exact same thing, so they just cut the audio out. They've now shown Senator Inhofe some of the fake photos of Bin Laden, or it might have even been his frozen body, there's no telling, shot up, on board a Navy ship. And I thought about creating a fake Bin Laden death photo. In fact, I think I'm going to announce it here. And then we'll put a YouTube video out saying Bin Laden, dead Bin Laden photo released. It'll be like a 1-minute YouTube, and we'll show the photo and say, oh, sorry, my Photoshop guy made it. See how easy it is for the government to lie to you, but they won't even show it to you. I think I'll do that as an educational tool for folks. Members of Congress see photos of Osama bin Laden's dead body. Yes, and other mythical creatures. Here's the big news that Pachinik's also going to be talking about with us. Top doctor confirms bin Laden had Marfan syndrome. That's prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. MSNBC hit piece unwittingly reveals corroboration for Dr. Steve R. Pachinik's assertion that Osama died in 2001. We're going to be breaking all of that down. And here is that MSNBC article for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For radio listeners, just search New Life for an Old Rumor. Was bin Laden a Marfanoid? By Jonelle Alika, I think you pronounce it, the health writer. So there you have it. We're going to be going over that. And I produced a special video that Aaron, even though I ordered him not to do it, spent 2 days up editing and putting together with documentation for every claim I make. It is extremely powerful video, and it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now as the top story. We need to get this out to everyone. Proof, bin Laden death, another government lie. Proof, bin Laden death, another government lie. And again, why is this so important? Because the White House advisors, Robert Shapiro and others, last year in the Financial Times of London and other publications, other top advisors, and Glenn Beck even talked about this, came out and said, we need a new Oklahoma City to blame on domestic groups and a new 9/11 to make the president look strong. He needs to look like he can protect us and be decisive and get things done. And attacks also make people rally around him. So without that, his agenda's dead. He will not be reelected. They went on to say Bill Clinton had a 40% approval rating. It went to 61 to 63, depending on which poll you looked at. Gallup, USA Today, 63, 61. Right before the election, and Bill Clinton told reporters on Air Force One after his reelection, he said, I owe it to Oklahoma City bombing. It brought us together. Yeah, the Hitler blowing up the Reichstag, firebombing it, brought the Germans together, too. Hitler staged attack on their own military base at Gliwice on the Polish border, brought the Germans together to attack Poland. As if a 19th century military would attack the Germans. But, hey, it was fun. It's fun to gang up on people in caves that you know are easy to beat. It's fun to gang up on the Poles when the Germans had the most modern military. It's fun to stomp on some people and blow up their cities because, after all, they attacked our base at Gliwice. Of course, declassified, it didn't happen. Totally fake. But it's fun. It's fun. It's fun to be conned. So, they're getting ready to launch new wars against Pakistan. You see that saber-rattling intensifying. New reports out of the government plans to seize the nuclear weapons by invading their military bases. Told you that was coming months ago. Because it's all following a script. It's a nice smokescreen for all the other wars they're launching and the attempt at overthrow of Syria that's intensifying into month number two right now. Our media says, oh, the government, it's illegal to try to kill Gaddafi, who made deals with him 6 years ago and gave us WMDs. They're not trying to kill him. They just keep bombing all of his homes every day. They thought he was dead for a week, they said, and then he popped back up on TV. And so within minutes, they tried to bomb the facility he was in. Oh, but then they lie to us. We're not trying to assassinate him. No, we just bomb everywhere he is and keep killing members of his family. And Al-Qaeda is the core group, and the leaders of the Al-Qaeda were people who were at black sites for years. They grab these people as double agents. They train them. It turns out that's what Camp X-Ray is. They kind of have a public camp for the 14, 15-year-olds that the CIA admits they grab who are innocent out of Afghanistan and Yemen and other places. But then they've got internal camps that are really training centers where they psychologically evaluate people, find out who they want to use, send those they want to kill, the European or Egyptian black sites, and the others get recruited, then get sent to Langley for training, and then get dispatched. I mean, it's all public. That's how totally ruthless and totally dark these people are. And so that's why we've got to expose the bin Laden fable, because it attempts to back up the original 9/11 outside job fable. Right as they push the total media takeover grid, the internet and cell phone and TV radio takeover switch, the Cybersecurity Act, now in the defense bill, they're trying to pass as we speak. It's now been attached as a rider. As they go ahead and flip the switches, the grid's already in place. Why? Because the Fortune 100 and the top 5 or 6 telecoms are owned by the big mega banks that own and run our government through fraud. And so the government comes and gives them mandated billions a year as part of the telecommunications acts that are reauthorized every year to put in the hubs, put in the equipment, put in the systems. FCC comes in with regulations to put the spy takeover chips in all the cell phones, all the computers. Now all the new appliances rolling out have all the spy chips, where data over power line goes into the plug-in socket that has a chip now on all new major appliances that turn the device into a surveillance system. Oh, don't believe me? Yesterday's headline, please put it on screen. Google wants to take over your house. And then they say, yes, we're now going to dial into all of your appliances. And even if you don't have the newest appliances, they will access your computer with the new fluorescent bulbs with data over power lines. They can send data. They've been doing it for 20 years over power lines. Now they're transmitting over all major power line systems. It sends a controlled signal off of switching boxes in your area, down, it goes into the flickering fluorescent. Now law, you must have them. The fluorescent then, at an ultra-fast movement, flashes code, similar to Morse code, at your computer. And now all the major operating systems have these built in for your computer to be remotely accessed and controlled. There it is. Google wants Android to take over your home with Android Home, Metro. Yeah, that's not the CNN. Do me a favor, reprint me the CNN, because I want to read their quotes for everybody, where they say everything will be controlled by us. Your garage door opener, your dishwasher, your laundry, everything will be surveilled. This was always the plan. But notice, it's not just that Google, the known NSA CIA front, is doing this. At the exact same time, all globally, what the Japanese, Chinese, South Koreans make, what's made in the U.S., global standardization, same thing in Japan, same thing in Germany, same thing in England, same thing in Australia. Global standardization, where all the devices are designed to be taken over by this system. And the public schools are announcing, yes, we're watching your kids at home. Oh, and also reprint me, because I know I gave the reports to Rob Jacobson and Dew, who are putting out some special reports on it, so it's not in my stack now. The AP article about $2 million Department of Defense federal grant in San Antonio at one elementary, and they tell you to help save food money, to decide what to feed the kids if they're being wasteful. And it says it analyzes even a half-eaten pear, and everything's fine, and it's about your children's nutrition. Mm-hmm. Department of Defense federal grant, they care so much. And I've seen reports all over the country. They have AI software hooked into cameras in the classrooms, in the bathrooms, recording all audio, putting it into digital databases, their voice print analysis of all of your the children. According to seating arrangements, the children write reports on government-issued computers that is then put in a large database. If you're doubting me on this, just look it up. It's what the Kinect system, the Microsoft platform, is that can know up to 14 people's voices in the room in the house and follows your facial and body movements for the video game. You then put your credit card info, your purchases, your internet surfing. It only cost a few $100s because, as Bill Gates said 8 years ago, we're going to take your home over with this. And he spent 7 years developing it, and they rolled it out last year. All of it is unified. Unified devices that track and surveil and face print. It also face scans, voice print, everything. Those systems are also rolling out in all of the public schools. Children thumb scanning to get their school lunch, thumb scanning to get library books. Parents being given ID cards, even be able to come get their kids. They're being face scanned and enrolled. Total system of absolute Big Brother takeover. And it's bigger than the Manhattan Project globally. Trillions of dollars to put this whole grid in. Face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras. They've got biometric cameras, even if you're wearing a mask, that shoot through your clothes. They get the body print. When you go to the clothing stores that now have body scanners for, quote, better fitting, that's then sold to the feds. The body scanners in the malls going in, also at the airports. I told you that 10 years ago. Last year they admitted that, yes, they are saving the body scans and getting a 360 biometric scan of the body at the airport. That's one of the main functions of the system. Again, you think I'm joking. This is the full spectrum, total takeover, where they can turn off any devices they want, where they can surveil everything going on in your home, but even better, ripping you off. In fact, people won't believe it. I did some searching last night and found unlimited articles. Power company what was on PG&E, I think's the name. Try this. Power company admits smart meters overcharging. Oh, it's an accident. We doubled your prices once the smart meter went in. They tell you it's going to save you money, that they're going to control it. But really, it's there to create the algorithms to track what's happening and rip you off. And I know you're going to love it, because being ripped off is what people are into, because it's so much fun to get scared of Bin Laden. It's so much fun to roll around in fear at night in a fetal position with your wife as you cry. Bin Laden's going to get me. TSA, stick your hands down my pants. Give me cancer viruses and the shots. Give me statin drugs and eat my brain. Protect me. Fluoride. I want bone cancer. I love fluoride. I love being an idiot. Oh, please teach my kids how to be spies against me. Please make me a prisoner. Oh, it's such land of the free, home of the brave, to have 100,000 preachers now publicly trained to spy on their flocks. Oh, that movie Red Dawn, that fictional account. Those kids are the bad guys, because in that movie, the preacher's spying on everybody, and so's the mayor. That's what freedom is. Oh, it's so good. Oh. I mean, it's just off the chart sickening. Here's Google. CNN Money. Google wants to control your home. Plus, they won't believe it. We pulled me up the AP article out of Minnesota. There's also one out of Texas where they have the flickering computer-controlled fluorescence. That just so happened other studies show that can put you in a mesmerized state. But again, everything they roll out has multifaceted uses. It doesn't just control your computer, it controls you. Google wants to control your home. And see, all these big corporations getting government contracts, they make money as they enslave you. You pay to be enslaved. And it's just rolled out as they drug our water, drug our food. Every major GMO crop that comes out has the accidental side effect of reducing fertility and increasing cancer and bowel diseases all off the chart. And we interview top genetic engineer scientists from Russia and England and the U.S. on record who would be there and say, this potato is sterilizing the mice. And they go, that's not an accidental trait. Let's not discuss it. But this is going to sterilize people. There's too many people, doctor. Come on, you know that. I mean, they're just savage weapon system attacking, savaging everyone. And the cops love it. And the school teachers love it. Everybody's got their little petty power position. Everybody loves being killed and hurt and mutilated and attacked and brainwashed and dumbed down. And the plunging IQs and the dumbed down, slobbering, foaming at the mouth populations. They're just begging to be hurt, begging to be exterminated as the background attacks just intensify with the ambient level of soft kill being incrementally turned up with the humanity and the human soul and all our innocent children caught in the jaws of this super predator class who's just sitting back, taking their time, slowly gutting us, totally destroying us. Yeah, here's the Huffington Post tech section. LVX system ceiling lights send coded internet data going into government buildings. PG&E smart meters overcharged thousands. NBC, oh, double charging, such an accident. Oh, everything controlled. Nothing you can do about it once the grid's in place. Just total savage ripoffs, and they love it. Remember Enron, somebody's making over $1 billion a day just in California, fake trading computers that they'd give Congress people tours of. And then they would the phone recordings of it that have been released Ken Lay's people from Enron would call up the power plant and go, we need you to cut power today. How's that sound? They'd say, absolutely, thanks for the call. They'd hang up the phone and then, oh, there's blackouts, there's not enough power, we're going to triple charge you. And the average yuppie can't admit they're being conned. They're delusional, little make-believe egomaniacs who are so narcissistic, they can't admit that somebody's screwing them, so they just giggle and say, I'm not being ripped off, we really are having power outages. and again, just loving being ripped off, loving being conned, loving it, just begging for it. Well, not me. All right, I'm ranting. I'm angry, ladies and gentlemen. That's because I swam and jogged this morning. Google wants to control your home. First, Google dominated the web with search, admitted NSA. Then it ruled mobile devices with Android totally surveilling you. Now Google wants to control everything inside your home. At its annual I.O. Developers Conference in San Francisco on Tuesday, the company previewed the Android Home, a future platform. The grid's already completely going in. That will allow you, see, total concerted through all of industry, It's only less than 100 of these companies. You get the SPP documents from the North American Union. It's Fortune 100 there telling government what to do. First item on the agenda, stealth integration North America. Keep this from the public. We're going to fund ourselves with a carbon tax. Hoorah! These slaves will put up with anything. Get them! At its annual I.O. Developers Conference in San Francisco on Tuesday, the company previewed Android Home, a future platform that will allow you to interact practically any electronic device you own using Google. Connected device like a home media equipment, dishwashers, cars, lights could soon be able to control using the new platform that they'll control, that they'll rip you off with, that they'll study your human behavior and create algorithms. They can already predict the future with over 93% total probability just with Google searches tracking mass movements. This is a crystal ball and a kill switch. These people are geniuses, but they are evil. We like to think of your entire home as an accessory, or better yet, a network of accessories, and think of Android as the operating system for your home, said Joe Britt, head of the Android Home team. See, we think of your home as ours. What did Schmidt say, the head of Google, last year before he stepped down? He said, yeah, we're surveilling you, and you shouldn't do anything you're not ashamed of. Well, I may be in my house frying eggs up and drinking orange juice, but it's not your business to come look through my window. But see, that's the attitude. We're going to watch everything you're doing. You know, we're going to watch you in your bedroom. Well, I want privacy. What do you got to hide? But meanwhile, government and industry are totally secretive because they're a pack of crooks, a pack of pot-bellied, gibbering, wicked control freaks, and only our lackadaisical, servile, weak-kneed behavior and our willingness to be dumbed down has allowed these lesser men to do this to us. I want to rout them.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Yeah, strange days are here. Strange days have found us. you, I'm ranting and raving because it's a normal response to a scientific enslavement surveillance grid being put in where everything in your house can be surveilled and turned off by the government or private industry, and children with $2 million camera systems analyzing how they eat under Department of Defense grants in San Antonio, Texas. I mean, this is a creepy group of eugenicists who are setting up their world government as a system to reduce world population forcibly. That's their plan. And you read this article, One Deception, they say the chief obstacle to making that happen across all connected devices is finding a single open standard to control everything on your own. It says right now, Apple, Google, they all have different systems. That's not true. The cybersecurity system, already in place for 4 years, standardizes the code keys and has chips put in all devices that are takeover chips, which they now admitted to you this week. They rolled it out. Because of the bin Laden being so scary, we're going to now have alerts that break in and take over your phone. And nobody goes, well, how was that already pre-programmed? How are you able to do that? Well, we have a takeover chip. Oh, but we just decided this week to take your phone over. It's all a strategic rollout. It's a blueprint that they follow, and they take their time and they gauge it as they move and make small changes, where all of society, farms, ranches, vitamins, everything is taken over by big industry. All right, I want to go to a clip ahead of Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us. This is bin Laden's son, the one that is anti-war, didn't like him, kind of a hippie with, you know, he's got the hippie haircut and all the rest of it, coming out and saying, I'm not even sure that my dad is dead or that they killed him. But the media spun it like he was saying, if you did kill him, you murdered him, and he deserved a fair trial. They're like, how dare you want a fair trial? Well, if you got the evidence, that's why we have trials. So we find out what really went on. Because under tyrannies, you don't have trials. They can just say, seize that man for treason. I say he's a criminal. You see? But they set the precedent with white supremacists and bin Laden and unpopular type groups for everybody else. Here's a clip from Fox where the son is saying, hey, in the letter, I'm not even sure he's dead. Here it is.
This is surprising because, remember, this is the son of Osama bin Laden who left Osama bin Laden in 1999 along with his mother because they didn't like the way in which bin Laden was living his life. And then he went on to write a book about what it was like to grow up as a bin Laden. So here now is his statement post-death. We are not convinced on the available evidence in the absence of a dead body, photographs, and video evidence that our natural father is dead. If he has been summarily executed, then we question the propriety of such assassination. We maintain that arbitrary killing is not a solution to political problems. So I guess this is an example of somebody who would have benefited from the administration releasing photos or videotape.
Okay,
but then
that's
would that
enough.
Have been good enough? I mean, you can argue.
Well, I mean, why do you buy anything from governments that have been caught lying over and over again? As we go to break, I want to play this clip. Former Colin Powell Chief of Staff Lawrence Wilkerson said, I don't think they really wanted to get bin Laden. No kidding. He was already dead, but they wanted to keep the boogeyman alive. The idea of bin Laden to say he's hiding under your chair, give your rights up to us, we'll protect you. Pay the mafia protection money, give us your liberty, we'll protect you from bin Laden. Here it is.
About. No, I think it was quite the opposite. I don't think they really wanted to get bin Laden. And it's an interesting bit of scholarship, I think, for historians to try and calculate is exactly why that occurred. But I don't think they wanted to get bin Laden. You could be very cynical and say they didn't want to get him because once got him, the war was over. And that left all the political advantage gone.
Bingo!
Or you could say that they knew that it was almost an impossibility
Bingo.
To get him, given
okay, that's
what
good.
They'd done to the intelligence.
Yeah, you've got close to 1 million private intelligence operatives in the U.S. now, on average making over 100 G's a year. You think they want the bin Laden to go away? You think these intelligence agencies with fake video? Yeah, private intelligence agencies have been caught faking these videos over and over again on record. You figured it out yet? They're staging all this to rob us blind. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.